A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure to have these three women with me this week. Susan Spears is here, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. This is your busy time of year, Susan. Thank you for making time.
Always happy to be here.
Also joining me this week is Charlotte Jessup, the president of Smedley Financial. Hello, Charlotte.
Good morning, Amanda.
And Nancy Lord is with me, the former Utah Republican National Committee woman, producer and artistic director of the Bluffdale Choir. Nice to see you too, Nancy.
Hi.
I'm not sure where to start exactly. You know what? I think since you're here, especially Nancy, if you'll indulge me, I want to start with politics, and we'll talk about that for as little or as much as you like, and then move on to other things. But you know, what was the latest poll I saw that 66% of the country did not want a Biden-Trump rematch, and yet that's what we have, is a Biden-Trump rematch. And this after we had some pretty chaotic caucuses here in the state of Utah. You understand this process, Nancy, I think better than anybody I know. Will you comment first on what's going on?
Okay. Everyone's read in the news, I'm sure, if you didn't personally experience it, the chaos and confusion and difficulty that occurred in the precinct caucuses this year. And that was completely predictable. In fact, I was predicting it last year when I heard that our state central committee had decided to do it, to have the presidential preference poll in the precinct caucuses. I said, oh no, this is going to be a nightmare, because I've run caucuses before where we've done that, and it was a nightmare then. And every time this happens, they promise that it's going to be different next time. It's going to be better. We're going to fix the computer glitches. We're going to fix this. We're going to fix that. But they never can fix it. And some of it is unfixable. You cannot have enough parking. You cannot enable disabled people to be able to go upstairs in these schools where they have these, because they don't have elevators. You cannot physically fit all the people in the registration area and in the precinct caucus rooms. It's just a nightmare, and we should not be doing it that way. We should have primaries.
Boy, I've heard a lot of comments that would amen to that, Nancy. And before I move on, comment if you would about the rematch.
That was predictable too, because I know how the Republican National Committee's rules work and how the delegates are bound. And I knew that the way that the delegate binding would roll up would be that Trump would get a vast majority of the delegates locked into him early on in the process, because we have kind of a, what I think is very much a less than ideal setup and system for how we do that.
I see you nodding, Susan. You agree with some of her comments, please.
Yeah, it's for me, it's been fascinating, being involved on the other side of the legislature, especially during session, and being involved with some of the committees and even the caucus night. It kind of was a disaster for me for all the reasons that you stated above, Nancy. And where we were doing this straw poll voting, I know we have to be careful on how we define that, because it was not a primary election. I just felt like that 2-hour block really hurt a lot of people. If you're working, I kind of like, if we're going to do a straw poll, why weren't we open at 7 a.m. and closing those polls at 8 p.m. like we usually do? You know, the caucus meetings in reality were mostly just go in and vote for your candidate. It was very disappointing that the people's business wasn't conducted as it should have been.
What do you make of the unwanted rematch between Biden and Trump?
Quite frankly, I don't like it. For many of the reasons that people have stated, I just think that, you know, Americans didn't have a good experience with Trump before. We see that Biden's having some slippages. There's a lot of discontent. And I'm a little concerned as to how the mood of the country is going to shift.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of who wins, this is the greatest global leader, if you will. And I don't know that either one of them are capable of doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, something does feel broken if the majority, the vast majority of the country would like someone other than the two of them, but they're the two that we get. I'll move over to you, Charlotte. Comment on whichever one you'd like or both of the rematch, which now is official. I bring it up because now it's official. They've reached the delegate count that they need to have the nomination. You can talk about that or the caucuses or whatever you'd like.
Well, I'll talk about a little bit about the caucuses because I wonder if people are just so disenchanted or feel like they're, I'm concerned that they don't feel like they have a vote or a voice anymore.
I'm sure that there is a feeling like that.
And because I know that there are a lot of people who are not happy with that choice. So that concerns me. And then also, I'm also very concerned because I don't think under either of the last two presidencies, we've seen a lot of growth and accomplishment and, you know, any headway in improving anything. And so I'm concerned that we're going to have more of the same.
Yeah. You know, when I look at the extraordinary Americans, you know, the leaders of industry, the innovators, the Olympic athletes, you know, and governors around the country and mayors, I see so much talent that I think there must be something in the system that's broken if all of that talent somehow doesn't get to be one of the people we vote on for the highest job in the land.
The way the RNC sets up their binding rules is broken, in my opinion. And can I just clarify one thing?
Please, please.
A lot of party leaders like to say, well, this wasn't really an election. It was just a poll. But you need to understand that the results of either are exactly the same.
Yep.
Whether the party chooses to allow for a primary or whether they choose to have precinct caucus vote, the results bind our national delegates to vote for the candidate who won. And don't even get me into the weeds in that, because it's supposed to be proportional. So if we were truly proportional, Nikki Haley would have received, 43%, right?
Yeah.
Of the delegates. But they allow for proportional to be defined as if you get more than 50%, you get winner take all, which then mathematically skews the results in favor of the front runner, disincentivizes candidates from wanting to come to the state, and artificially ratchets it up to where the person wins. Now, that might be okay in a year like this, where we knew who the winner was going to be pretty likely. But 4 years from now, if we have an open race, you need more competition and you need proportional binding of delegates. And I'm afraid the RNC is not going to fix it. And we're going to be left with the same problem.
Thank you so much for explaining that. Amen to what you just said. Let me take a quick break and be back with my guest. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.